I'm excited, you know, obviously, first game in my career. That's a big milestone for myself. And, you know, my focus, though, is one day at a time, you know, getting better in practice, trying to still create a role for myself, do as much as I can in practice to earn the respect of coaches and the trust, I guess, of the veteran leaders and coaches, and just try to get on the field.
You look at Jacksonville, the perception is starts up front with them defensively. You think of them as big, physical, intimidating guys. What are they like on the flanks and in the secondary?
Yeah, you know, that front seven does a great job of putting pressure on the quarterback and obviously stopping the run. So in the back end, you know, we always talk about taking care of ourselves and controlling the controllables, and that's just running good routes, getting open when it's man coverage, and making plays when the ball's thrown.
What have you heard from veterans and coaches about that first game? How not to be, you know, you want to be too amped up, you want to be excited, but not too.
Obviously, you're going to be a little anxious. You know, you're going to have those butterflies, but it's still the game you play when you're 5, 6 years old when you start playing football. But the speed does pick up a little bit from, you know, preseason to the regular season. So obviously, you got to take that in the mindset and come out there and play faster, play more physical, and just get ready to go.
What is this locker room now like for you? I mean, in college, there's more than 53 guys in the squad, so it's a lot less than you're used to.
Oh, yeah, it is. And pretty soon, those lockers that are empty right there are going to be gone. So it is a little different. Obviously, you know, you got to get to know everybody that's in here and respect each other. And you know, man goes down, man, someone else has got to step up because there's not a lot of guys left in this locker room, like you're saying.
Looking back at the Vikings game, what did you take good and bad when you sat down and watched the tape?
You know, I thought I did a better job being physical in special teams area and also on offense. I think, you know, obviously I could finish more plays. You know, whether it's yards after catch or just blocking in general. But I take a lot of positives out of it. And obviously, I think you got to take the building step. And you got to take it one game at a time and learn from the mistakes. But build off what you did positively.
Was it good to find out they were working that crossing pattern change?
A lot of under routes, a lot of crossing routes. Right, yeah. I mean, it's just fun. You know, for me, I always say it's a bonus. Because I've been out for 8 months just to be playing, you know, and play 3 quarters. And then the catches and the yards and whatnot is just a bonus on top of it.
The pressure the Jaguars put on might create a lot of quick throws that might play right into your out for the game for you.
Oh, we'll see. You know, obviously, Coach Staff's doing a great job putting together the game plan. And for me, it's coming out of practice and just doing what's asked of me.